You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please allow me a point of personal privilege here to tell you something that happened to me exactly 21 years ago today, June the 11th, 2001. I don't know. It'll be a long time before we're back on the air on a June the 11th because, you know, Saturday's not on the 11th every year, right? It rotates out. But exactly 21 years ago today, I met my wife for the very first time. You probably heard the story before. My pastor came over the night before and asked if I could drive the kids to camp. Well, one of those kids was a guest invited by my pastor's daughter, and it turned out to be a girl that I would later marry. And that was 21 years ago this very day. I saw the future in her eyes, I guess you could say, Keith.
Right, and he like Clifton Clower and Wolverton Mountain. Father didn't agree right off the bat, but James persisted. he decided that he was going to make his move, and he did. And the rest is history. Three children and a happy marriage later.
And without that, you know, who knows if there's ever a TPC? Because I met her 21 years ago. The show's been on the air. What year is this? 18 years. So she's been a part of it since even before
and
the very beginning.
I can think of many wives that would have put the kibosh on it. So I'm so glad that James chose. Not only well, but wisely.
And beautifully. She was and still is drop-dead beautiful. And, it's been a great ride, and she has been a part of it since, as I say again, even before the very beginning. And time does go by fast. We talked about this earlier. Life is going by fast. And I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me spend a very important part of my life with you every Saturday night. This show has become more than just a piece of me. It is my very identity in many ways. You're not always what you do unless you love what you do, and sometimes you can be. And this is my life, fighting for our people.
It's what you're born to do, right?
Apparently, God's will be done. And we met at church, by the way. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the church this hour, but it was because of church you meet a good women and in church that have proper morals and a realization of the hierarchy of things and how things should work in a family. Young men out there, if you're looking for a mate or you're looking for a trad wife, you need to be getting into churches. I know, and we'll be talking about this in the next segment, if you weren't born into the church as I were during a better time, during a better day and age, you couldn't perhaps but look at the church and gag, but for all of its faults, and it's weak because men are weak. There's nothing that inoculates the church from the poisons of society. Men from the world bring it into the church, and so there's that. You can't hold the faith accountable for weak men. But good women are there, and beautiful women are there, believe me.
And also, you know, back in the good old days, you weren't accused of robbing the cradle. Now, that's what James's father-in-law thought he was doing, but you see, traditionally, that's the, you know, that was not a problem, particularly in rural areas like the South. And we can see now that our ancestors were probably right on that particular issue.
Okay, Keith, let's pivot now and talk about our guest tonight. So last week we had some mainstays. We had Mark Weber. We had Sam Dixon. Also, Adrian Davis and Charles Bosman. How do you think Mike Enoch, Mike Painovich, stacked up? I think he really delivered.
I think that Mike Painovich he's got the common touch. He's got, the ability to communicate, and he's fearless, and he is very bright. He knows what the issues are. He knows. And he's not afraid to call a spade a dirty shovel, as my wife's grandfather used to say. And that's what is needed in this movement. We need people who will come right out and say what is appropriate and what needs to be said. We've got too many of these people that try to talk out of both sides of their mouth on various issues. Mike is not one of them. Mike is the guy that he crosses boundaries. He's not only a scholar and a gentleman, he's also plain spoken as a billy goat's ass on the stump. That's what you need. That's what we need in order to have a mass movement, to have, you know, everything that we need in order to really impact the society.
I tell you, one person who liked it was the aforementioned Warren Balog, who texted me during the break saying it was great radio, and it was great radio. And Warren Balog, listen, I got to tell you, Warren is one of the most well-spoken and articulate people we've ever had on the air, and there is a true constellation of talent at The Right Stuff, and Mike and Trey and Warren,
and they all
really enjoy
it. They all are cut from the same boulder cloth. They're the people that are smart enough to go with the smartest, but they're also, they have the common touch and can really communicate.
I got to ask you a trivia question. I don't mean to put you on the spot. You've been a co-host of this show since damn near its inception. I don't expect you to get it right. I think you'll get some of it right. It's okay. The question is, so we had a debut guest tonight, Mike making his first appearance on the show. Can you name the top five guests in terms of the number of appearances logged on this program? Can you name the TPC top five? Okay. Who would you guess? Jared, you got to name five. There's five.
Jared Taylor, Kevin McDonald.
You're already two for two. You're going.
Okay, and let me see. Mark Weber.
That's three, yep. In no particular order here, but yes, they're all three on the list.
And let me see. Who else? Yeah, you'll have to help me with the last two on that. These are the ones that have really come out. And let me see.
All-time top five in terms of appearances logged. You named three of them in no particular order. Jared Taylor, Mark Weber, Kevin McDonald. There's two more.
David Duke.
Close, very close. Certainly he should have been, but he's right outside the top five. But he's very near there, top ten for sure.
Okay, and let me see.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah, give it to me.
Sam Dixon.
Oh, Sam Dixon, that's it, right. Yeah.
Here's the surprise, because he made so many appearances back in the early years when we were on five nights
Joe
a week.
Joe McCutcheon.
Reverend Ted Pike.
Reverend Ted Pike.
Still in the top five. He was number one for a long time. He had some health issues in recent years and doesn't appear as much anymore, just very sparingly. But
one of our favorites.
We would have him on. I would go to the McDonald's around the corner, come back an hour later, and it was still great content, and we never had to stop it. But those are the top five. We have a new one tonight, Mike Painovich. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah, a message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be rain or shine, TPC has got you covered. Tune in all summer long for scintillating programming. And I'll tell you, one of the great injustices in the world is that Johnny Rivers is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He could play a guitar as well as anybody who's ever done it.
And he could churn out one hit after another.
He was a hit-making machine. And I had the opportunity to see him in concert several times. It's rock and roll from start to finish. Just a hell of an entertainer, hell of a musician, and great songs. Great, great, great songs.
Now, that would be a good question. How many top 10 hits did Johnny Rivers have?
Well, if you know the answer, you're just throwing that out there. I know you don't know. I knew the answer to my question. However many it wasn't enough. But I'm sure it was plenty. Now, we had the fun of reading from the mailbag a little earlier tonight. We're going to do a full accounting of the cities and towns that have sent in support during our second quarter fundraising drive a little later on this month. It's just astonishing where Mr. and Mrs. TPC listener tune in from. Please support our second quarter fundraising drive, folks. We do need it, and we do appreciate it. Well, I was talking to you in the last segment about the fact that I met my wife 21 years ago today at church. It was a different kind of church. It was a church that had a strong man who led it, a strong pastor, my good friend. And I texted my pastor today, my lifelong pastor. Of course, he had a stroke a couple of years ago. He's no longer actively preaching. Just a lifelong friend, though, and I owe my life to him in many ways. My salvation, the fact that I met my wife as a result of him, and just so many other things. And I thanked him for that.
Everything that a pastor ought to be in.
That's right. That's right. But it's a different church now, and it's a different Southern Baptist Convention now than it was even as late as the early 2000s. Gird your loins, folks. The Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting is taking place June 12th to the 15th in Anaheim, California. They had to move it to California after last year to ensure that Southerners themselves wouldn't be in attendance. The pro-LGBT, pro-BLM faction of the Southern Baptist Convention, which currently leads the SBC, almost lost last year in Nashville.
They weren't going to make that. They weren't going to be fooled again. They decided to move this to the left coast.
And the convention, though, is being absolutely besieged in recent weeks by the regime media that they so desperately have aimed to please in recent years with their actions for the alleged sex abuse scandals. Of course, an accusation is all it takes when you're led by weaklings. I've got a story that I should tell you. My wife and I put our two oldest children in a Mother's Day Out program in a local church. It wasn't my church. It wasn't a church that we were associated with, but it was a church that had a pretty solid Mother's Day Out program. That means once a week they go in there and they get basically a private schooling. And we had done that for some years. And then abruptly, a few years ago, well, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, 2019 through 2020, this program shut down. And they had all the parents come in, and they said, we're shutting down because there's an accusation that one of our teachers has been involved in some sort of sexual abuse. And I said, well, And I knew the teacher that it was, and it was a female, and she firmly denied it, and I believed her, and it was just basically what it turned out to be was a vengeful family member levying these accusations to get back at the person. And so I asked the director, I said, you know, first of all, I don't even believe that this happened. I understand that there's an allegation, but I don't believe that it happened. You're going to shut down the entire program that had been going on for years to this point because of the allegation? I said, what if I accused you right now of being guilty of sexual abuse? He said, I would resign immediately. I said, you would resign your job because of a baseless accusation? He said, yes, sir, we can have no tolerance for that. You cannot win with people like that. Well, what the hell is the matter with people like that?
Well, obviously he wasn't called to the priesthood.
Well, no. He was the leader of this particular church.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was obviously not called, because if he'd been called by God to that position, he wouldn't give it up so easily.
The Southern Baptist Convention, though, back to that story, goes back to before the War for Southern Independence. It goes back to 1845, 177 years. And if you have millions of members spread out across tens of thousands of Southern Baptist affiliated churches, with that many members and that much time and that many churches, yes, you will have a few bad actors. But because the media and the establishment wants to tear down Christianity, even as desperately as the SBC seeks to win their approval, the SBC hired an outside company, a non-Christian company called Guidepost Solutions, a non-Christian secular entity, to audit these accusations going back all of these years and all of these churches and all of these members, to report back to the media because there had been accusations. Well, guess what? If you hire an organization that makes it their charge to find something, anything, guess what? They're going to find something. So first of all, yes. If you have that many people participating in something over the course of that many years, you're going to have a few bad actors. I'm sure some of the allegations are absolutely true. It's a mathematical certainty that they would be true. Some of them, over that many people, that much time, that many churches, you're going to have true abuse. But here's another thing. Weak liberal theology drives strong men from the church. And who does it attract? Who fills that vacuum left by strong men? Creeps, weirdos, and sissies, and perverts.
Well, let me put it this way. What's the difference between the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention, and the SPLC, Southern Poverty
Nothing.
Law Center? Exactly.
It's like, it's like Drew Fraser said, it's MSNBC at prayer. But God's will be done. This church, all the denominations need to be destroyed so something worthy of Christ and strong can rise up in its place. Expelling my pastor and his congregation because he wouldn't betray me, even though I asked him to? You sick, cowardly freaks. Yeah, but here's the thing, Keith. The Southern Baptist Convention, all of the denominations, and other evangelical churches, we've said this before, they're dying because they alienate men who are the natural leaders of families. The church today, with its cucking on race and feminism and immigration, demands that the saving grace of Christ become attached at the hip with this suicide cult.
Well, not
of
only
feminized
those three
leaders.
Things that you said, they're also cucking on homosexuality. And
oh, I said
on,
that, yeah.
And transgenderism and everything.
Does it even?
Is there any perversion, any sin that they will not embrace in the vain attempt to become more acceptable to the sinners of the world? The long march, the cultural march, this long march through the institutions is marched right through denominational headquarters of every major Christian church, with the possible exception of the Eastern or Russian Orthodox.
That's right.
At this point.
That's right. That's right. Well, so it doesn't even qualify as gospel. Any sane person is going to reject this suicidal package offered by the modern church. Any reasonable person would reject such a ridiculous practice of religion out of hand, which means that the very best people are going to be alienated from Christianity. They're going to leave the church. The church is being filled now with people like this, even though I don't certainly believe that all the accusations are true. But we have to hope that there's some extraordinary measure of grace at work today. The reasonable unbeliever would look at the church and gag. So the political establishment must be destroyed. The Christian religious establishment must be destroyed. The world is no friend of grace. All of these actions taken by the Southern Baptist Convention, it didn't buy them grace from the world, did it? they'll take whatever surrender. The world will take whatever surrender you give them, but they still want you dead. You don't curry favor with the forces of darkness when you try to placate them, so why pursue it? And when I look up now, you know, all the cucking the Southern Baptist Convention has done on the Confederate flag, on race, on everything, it doesn't gain them anything. When they go to Anaheim, California, for God's sake, they're going to be besieged with protesters because of the accusations of sexual abuse. And if you even Google the Southern Baptist Convention now, Keith, the first three things that come up on Google are ads by law firms. I've got one here. Southern Baptist sexual abuse. We can help get you justice. The world is no friend of grace, and they're no friend of the church, and they're no friend of these feminized, sick, freak leaders that have taken it over, like J.D. Let's name them. Steve Gaines, J.D. Greer,
Russell Moore,
Al Mohler, and on and on and on. And that's just the Southern Baptist Convention. We use them as an example because that's the church I grew up in. It's this way cross-denominational.
Well, the thing is, we thought that the Southern Baptists and Christian fundamentalists generally were going to be the faithful remnant back in the 80s, but now they have succumbed not only to the social gospel like mainline Protestants and like the Roman Catholics and others. They've also embraced this weird heresy of Jewish dispensationalism. He who blesses Israel is blessed. He who curses Israel is cursed. And even to the point of dual covetousness, like John Hagee saying that basically a Jew does not have to believe in Christ as his Lord and Savior in order to be saved. If that's not heresy, I'll eat your hat.
We're going to get off this and get on to something equally ridiculous, though. The January 6th hearings. It's back in the news again. The Democrats are beating the hell out of that horse. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It happened overnight Saturday. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas has topped $5 a gallon, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. California has the highest average in the country at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest average at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest level since 1981, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts are also pointing to the money from stimuluses due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Thousands across the country marched for their lives.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
It's a demonstration demanding Congress take action against gun violence in the wake of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. More than 450 rallies took place, with the biggest one happening in Washington, D.C. They were organized by March for Our Lives, which was created in 2018 in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to come to his country for the purposes of training, law enforcement, or other emergency response. A spokeswoman for the Kremlin's foreign ministry called the measure routine. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since his days leading the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down for the week, all due to inflation concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards and Keith Alexander, another program. How many shows do you think we've done in 18 years?
I have no idea.
How many hours of radio?
My goodness, three a week.
Well, more than that for the first several years.
Yeah, we were doing it every
night. 5 nights a week, that's right. But anyway, it continues to be... we had Mr. Producer's got a calculator in his head.
2,800, huh?
It's got to be more than that, right?
Seems
like $2,800 a month sometimes. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. We love coming in every night, every week, and it's, however many hours it's been, I guarantee you there hasn't been very many minutes that have been wasted, and we're thankful for the honor of still being able to come in here and do this. Your support makes that happen. Please support our second quarter fundraising drive. Keith, the left has revived the myth. It's back in the news big time, even more than normal this week, about the so-called insurrection that took place on January 6th. They just call it J6 now, with these farcical hearings. Now, I know that the Democrats, the left, think that this is going to help them politically, but with gas at $5 a gallon nationwide, $8 a gallon in some places, there's nothing that's going to save them. Nothing. And who believes this? I mean, we know what happened on January 6th. We all saw it. To say that this was some insurrection to overthrow the government, these people weren't even armed. They were basically lollygagging around the Capitol. Some of them didn't know they weren't supposed to be there. I mean... But your Garden Variety in. Black Lives Matter riot was far more of an insurrection than this ever was. I know that they're saying this to themselves. People who tune into MSNBC maybe get off on it, but the rest of the country is just like, you know, this is nothing. Well, it's not going to save them, though.
Think about this. The regular Black Lives Matter
arson, terrorism, murderous.
Taking over the sovereignty of certain sections of a city and declaring them independent states.
Burning police stations.
Now, that is an insurrection. They're basically denying the power of the presiding government to govern over them and creating an alternative government. Now, that is an insurrection. Why isn't that being called an insurrection? Meanwhile, a bunch of hapless tourists who have been invited into the Capitol and are wandering around are. That, see, I tell you what, if you want to know who the real creeps, the real nothings, the real nobodies, the real nudniks of the Congress are, look who is sitting on this committee. Somebody like Benny Thompson of Mississippi. He is an affirmative action candidate if there ever was one. They carved out under the Voting Rights Act of 1965 a special district so they could elect a black. And boy, did they ever get a black. They got a black that makes, he looks like Uncle Remus on Quaaludes. He is crazy. I mean, he's just sitting there muttering and stammering and coming up with a typical civil rights movement type speech that has absolutely nothing to do about the January 6th events that are supposedly being, investigated by this group. They've got Liz Cheney, the biggest turncoat in the Republican Party, seated in...
Well, she better do her work quickly. She's going to be gone come Thanksgiving, but...
I know, but all these people are proving themselves to be absolute nudniks, absolute nincompoops, and the American people aren't buying this. It's like Napoleon said, when your enemy is making a mistake, don't interrupt him. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing with this. Have some more. We beg you, have some more of these hearings and show just exactly how nothing all these charges are.
They're so far removed from reality, they can't even see that they're helping us. But this is what Paul Craig Roberts, the former Secretary of the Treasury, this was the guy in the Reagan administration, who, I mean, a pretty prominent guy. We love Paul Craig Roberts, been
and
on the show.
Also a professor at many outstanding universities.
That's right. And he's been on this show. And here's what he writes about it all. with his most recent column. The Democrats and their despicable prostitute scum have invented a January 6th Trump insurrection. In this fake news narrative, Trump assembled his forces of deplorables and white supremacists to overturn the Democrats' election victory with an assault on the Capitol. The Democrats claim it was a scene of massive violence with police officers killed and the U.S. Capitol broken into by insurrectionists intent on seizing control of the U.S. government by taking videos of themselves sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair. In truth, Trump was speaking at the time a mile or more away at the Washington Monument to his supporters who had come to show their support for the presentation of evidence to the members of Congress that the election had been stolen. It was this hearing that the FBI orchestrated insurrection at the Capitol was orchestrated to prevent. And thanks to Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell and other weak Republicans, the FBI succeeded. The terrified Republicans who fell for the fake news reports of insurrection fled from the hearings, leaving the evidence of the election theft unpresented. The Capitol Police opened the doors of the Capitol and escorted a few weird-looking Trump supporters around the building. The only death was a white female veteran who was shot for no reason by a black Capitol policeman. For the longest time, the murderer's name was refused release. And in the end, the black policeman who killed the white female veteran suffered no accountability. Now, compare that to, obviously, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. You see, the Democrat FBI narrative needed some violence to make the alleged break incredible, so they killed a U.S. military veteran, a woman. And Paul Craig Roberts goes on from there. I'm reading that verbatim by the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. We're going to post that article.
Just talk about much ado about nothing. This is much ado about nothing if there ever was such a situation. And, you know, trying to turn this nothing into something is making a laughing stock of the National Democrats. Let me say, go right ahead, gentlemen and ladies, do it.
Okay, Keith, here's another thing. In light of all of this, with the new political theater going on with these hearings, the assistant coach of the Washington Redskins, they're now called the Washington Commanders. They were called for the last couple of years the Washington Football Team, just to show you.
Washington Foreskins.
Their assistant coach, Jack Del Rio, who was formerly a head coach in the NFL, rightfully described this week he had had enough. This is an assistant coach of the Washington Redskins team, now called the Commanders. He rightfully described January 6th as a dust-up, quote-unquote, when compared, and he compared it to the very real acts of domestic terrorism that we saw unleashed by Black Lives Matter arsonists, rioters, and murderers. So he compared, this is a sitting football coach for the Washington franchise, let's just call him that. He said, what happened on January 6th was a dust-up. The real acts of terrorism were BLM. And he was fined $100,000 by the team for making this accurate comparison. And, of course, now they're trying to get him fired. And meanwhile in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers franchise have announced that they will feature the first so-called transgender cheerleader next year. Just to give you an idea of where the NFL stands, they got this guy pretending to be a girl. He's going to be a girl cheerleader. Now, there are male cheerleaders, too, but this isn't that. This is a man pretending to be a woman who is going to be
a cheerleader. Why won't they just make a transgendered quarterback so that they will lose every game and go broke? That would be the perfect resolution of this type of issue. You
this
know, the left is insane, and their insanity becomes more and more apparent with every passing day.
Us to be insane with him. I admire this coach, though, Jack Del Rio, for speaking the truth. He'll probably get fired. He's already been fired $100,000, which is quite a bit of money for anybody, but even for a professional football
an assistant coach, sure.
But this is the drunken power of the controlled media, folks. They want you to believe them as opposed to your lying eyes. They want you to see Black Lives Matter burning down cities and tell you there was a peaceful protest, and you're supposed to believe them. They want you to see Bruce Jenner, an Olympic male athlete, and then they want you to believe that he's really a woman. They want you to believe that all people are equal and have equal abilities. These are all lies, and people are getting wise to the lie finally, Keith.
Why in the world would any sane person, any person with any common sense whatsoever, support the NFL by watching them, by buying any of their equipment, by buying any of their trademarked merchandise? This is the biggest bunch of hoo-ha in the world. There has never been an organization, a sports organization in the history of sports that deserves to go bankrupt and fail and fall flat on its face and bankrupt every owner any more so than the National Football League.
All right, so that's what's going on there. That's what's going on. So, couple of quick hits coming up in the last segment of this hour. I say it every week, don't I, Keith? You know what I'm about to say. It's going by fast, right? Has it gone by fast?
It goes by fast every week.
Does your drive out to the studio go by fast every week with eight?
No, when I watch that gas gauge going down now.
But once you get out here, though, it goes by
fast. That's right. Yeah, right.
Well, we got a couple of quick hits in the fourth and final segment. Another anniversary this week. Not the 21st anniversary of the day I met my wife, although that's certainly, to me, the most important. But we got another one we'll tell you about in the last segment. And a couple, we got a quick courtesy announcement to liberals that we'll give. And if you enjoy the show, you know what you got to do. You got to support the work. That's what keeps us going. And we will be back with that final segment of the evening next. Stay tuned. American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Of course, I always love it when the studio computer gives us a chime to let us know our settings are out of date when we're trying to use it to play audio. But anyway, hey, how could you listen to those guitar riffs and that man not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I tell you, Johnny Rivers changed my life. The music of Johnny Rivers changed my life.
What a bass line. And, of course, another favorite is Paul Shanklin's takeoff on it for Rush Limbaugh, Secret Asian Man, about John Wong, the guy that brought money back and forth to Al Gore from the Chinese government.
You know, Keith, I can sing every verse in that particular song. That is a great song.
I can do it too.
Swinging on the Riviera one day,
and lying in the Bombay alley next day. Well, you let the wrong word slip while kissing persuasive lips. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be going on tour soon. You can get your tickets at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Still in practice, but it's good music nonetheless. Make a joyful noise is what the Lord told us to do. And so that was it. That was it. It's Pride Month, Keith. Did you know that? I guess you could have missed
not,
it.
Not for me, but and not
every
for you.
Major American corporation and sports franchise and business, they have turned their logos not just to the rainbow flag, but now this transgender flag, which has some extra colors.
They do us a favor. They let us know who not to support. If there is a company supporting that, they do not deserve your support. Please do your part to send them all hurtling into bankruptcy.
So the original rainbow was consecrated by God. God told us he would never flood the world again. He would never destroy the world by flood again. And he cemented that promise with the rainbow. But, of course, the forces of darkness have tried to co-opt that symbol, that righteous symbol, that holy symbol, and make it to theirs. And so now the rainbow flag, which was once a reminder of God's promise to us, has now been
co-opted.
Yes, I just said that to represent this degeneracy. But now the transgender flag, they've added a few more colors to it, some pastels, and I think brown is in there. And here's a note to people celebrating Pride Month. I know you think you're courageous, but there is nothing courageous or cool about virtue signaling your support for Pride Month. The federal government, all media outlets, and every corporation in America have beaten you to it. You're not edgy. You're not counterculture. You're the establishment. There's nothing cool about you or your ideas, and you're unoriginal, and you're pathetic.
And you're ridiculous.
Pride Month, of course, Keith, as you know, was made up just a couple of years ago. It's when this all started. It's just completely made up, very recent, along with the ridiculous Juneteenth, which is now a federal holiday. I got a notice from my bank for the first time ever saying they're going to be closed on June 19th for the Juneteenth so-called holiday.
It just makes you roll your eyes. That's all you can do. I mean, the whole world has gone mad based upon things like, you know, Pride Month and Juneteenth. It shows you that what does the Bible say? Woe unto him that calls good evil and evil good.
What do you think about Juneteenth?
I think it is totally made up. I think it's ridiculous. I think it is, first of all, a spurious holiday. Secondly, I doubt that it really even happened wherever it was supposed
to happen. Keep going.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is a total fabrication and a total falsehood. And it's just like in Memphis, they have an Ida B. Wells Street. Now, Ida B. Wells was one of society's chronic malcontents, as Freud called them. Somebody who, you know, lied maliciously about white people and was a total partisan for black people and a nut job par excellence, and that and one of the original founders of the NAACP. So, you know, if there is one person on the face of the earth that does not deserve to be lionized and treated as if they were heroic, it's somebody like that. And this is what America, if you want to know who our new heroes are, they are all the old villains, basically, are now heroes and all the old
villains.
Well,
they're presented by the controlled press as being the heroes, and we know that they're villains. Got to have villains to be a hero, though. If we weren't attacked by these people, where would we be? You got to have it. You got to do it.
It's like you said back in the old days when you made the SPLC's hate list. You know, that just shows that you've arrived. If you are a villain to the SPLC, you're a hero to the white race.
How many people have said, how many people would have cucked and surrendered and apologized to in the assumption that they would deflect this attack and be absolved? I knew better. I said I was ecstatic. I said, NBC asked me, what do you think about being on the SPLC's hate list? I'm ecstatic. I want to be there. I want to be known as the exact opposite of them. Now, there's one more anniversary, though, Keith. We've got to I've got to mention, never forget, Mark Weber writes, on June the 8th, 1967, the USS Liberty was attacked by unmarked jets using rockets, machine guns, and napalm. The ambush was followed by a torpedo strike that blew a 40-inch hole, 40-foot hole, maybe it just says 40, 40-something hole, on the side of the ship. Lacking the capacity to defend themselves, 34 sailors were killed. Now, that is more of an act of insurrection than January 6th. That's what the state of Israel.
Now, whose jets? Whose jets
Jewish,
were they?
Israeli jets, and that is more of an act of and war than Vladimir Putin has ever done. That is the real enemy. And we did a great show last year, and I want to give credit where credit is due to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who was down in Pensacola, Florida, for the reunion of the living, surviving members of the USS Liberty. We spent a whole show, 3 hours, this week, last year, talking to them.
Eddie did an excellent job on that, just like he did an excellent job at Charlottesville
Damn right. But we got to talk. You're exactly right. We got to talk to, I don't know, what, half a dozen at least surviving members of the Liberty last year, this show last year at this time, early June. Great show. Never forget it.
And just think about this. It was not an accident the way it was portrayed to the American people back then. It was entirely intentional on the part of the Israelis. They were doing this, trying to be able to blame Egypt for doing it so that America would declare war on their enemy, Egypt. It was a complete false flag. It was a complete duplicitous action on the part of the Israeli government, and it should have poisoned the relationship between America and the relations with their relations with Israel, but it did not. Guess who Lyndon Baines Johnson, the traitor of Southerners in the civil rights movement, called upon to obscure the origins of this and to basically get the ship sunk in the Mediterranean Sea? None other than John McCain's father, Admiral McCain. So treason apparently...
Treason
lives in the veins of the McCain family. It always has,
it's all
and
projection.
It always will.
It's all projection. We're not the traitors. The United States government are the traitors. All right? And it was true in the 60s, and it's certainly true now. But
and the same actors that were betraying America then are betraying America now.
It was a little over 10 years ago that we had the first interview that I did with surviving members of the USS Liberty on this program. I don't remember the exact year, but it was more than 10 years ago now. And it was, I still remember their names, though. Phil Turney, Gary Brummett, and Ron Kukol. And we had them on for a session many, many, many years ago. But then last year, we had just so many on, and people that we hadn't talked to before. Eddie just did a great job with that. What an honor to be able to bring those guys on. They had another reunion in Washington, D.C. This year, so you know, we didn't make the trip. But you know, we certainly wanted to make mention of the fact that this is that anniversary. Never forget. Yeah, isn't that the thing? Never forget. We can't forget, and we can't forget the treachery and the complicity of the United States government to go along with this. So, hey, I do want to tell you one thing, though, just to end on a more positive note. It's been a very positive show. Pride Month and Juneteenth and
notwithstanding
this whole thing with the Liberty notwithstanding. Go to the top of my Twitter page. I made mention of the fact this hour that it was 21 years ago today I met my wife for the very first time. And if you go to the top of my Twitter, at James Edwards TPC, you'll see a picture of us from that time. Not from that day. I didn't know the day I met her that I was going to marry her. She says she knew the day she met me she was going to marry me. But it was a picture from just a couple of months later that year anyway. And it's the earliest picture we've got, and it's at the top of the Twitter. You can go check it out. And I had hair then. Somebody asked me what happened to the hair. My testosterone burned it all off.
Yeah, he had a lot of hair back then.
Well, that's what this business will do to you, right, Keith?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, have you had a good time tonight?
Oh, I had a great time. We're going to have a great time.
I'm going to have another big show next week, and we got a little surprise for you next week. I don't mention it, Keith. I know you know what it is, yeah. But we're not going to tell you what it is. But we hope that you'll tune in and find out what it will be, and that's coming up next week as TPC's summer continues. Spend your summer with us. We'll heat up the summer. If it's not hot enough, I think we got a heat index of like 115 with 100% humidity in Memphis. That's typical. We got that to look forward to next week, and we'll turn up the heat even more here on your radio airwaves. Will we not, Keith? Don't make a liar out of me.
Oh, we're going to do it, man. I tell you what, we will again go where others fear to tread.
As I'll read this one more time, I read it at the top of the show. A listener in Ohio writes, "Dear James, fate whispers to the warrior, you cannot withstand the storm. But the warrior whispers back, I am the storm." And we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. For Keith Alexander and Mike Panovich, I am James Edwards. Good night. God bless you. I love you, Danny. Talk to y'all next week.